This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. I want to go back to something Megan and I just discussed, how stitching that need to find opportunity into a crisis can erase some of the pain and challenges people are facing. It's a point that's especially relevant when we look at how small businesses are experiencing this crisis. Sure, some of them might be pivoting, but it's not easy. Uli Nasibova owns Gelateria Uli, which has two locations in Los Angeles, and she's someone we've been catching up with time to time as her business takes in this new economy and tries to figure out the best way to survive and to move forward.
Earlier in the pandemic, we got the PPP, as well as the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, which saved my business. The PPP loan was easy. We spent that on rent and payroll. That money evaporated in just 2 months. The EIDL loan was heftier. It is a loan. It's not forgivable. I'm still spending from it. I probably have another 7 to 9 months of being able to cover my shortfall. You can throw as many loans at me as you can. They're not going to fix the underlying problem, which is that the business environment has completely changed. It's a different world now. So the first step of our pivot was to offer a subscription model. So here I am thinking, why wouldn't somebody want a box of 4 to 5 brand new flavors every month, right? A lot of our customers, subscription customers, would get back to us and say, you know what? I like the idea, but I just want the pistachio. Can I substitute the 4 exciting flavors for just 4 pints of pistachio? So as a result, I am actually pausing the subscription model a little bit because what I want to do with my next phase is give people an option to build their own box. Sometimes I think to myself and say, why did you have to pick a product that is not only so difficult to make, but so difficult to ship? Like, couldn't have you made granola bars or something? Obviously, there were mistakes along the way. Sometimes gelato would arrive completely melted or dry ice because it's such a powerful chemical compound can actually explode. Dry ice is considered a hazardous material by UPS, FedEx, and all delivery companies. If you leave dry ice, it will turn into gas. By the way, something that I learned the hard way, never ever leave dry ice for several hours in your car because it will suck all the oxygen out of the cabin. But let me tell you, I'm never ever making that mistake ever again. It's one of those things you learn once.
That was Uli Nasibova with a good lesson there out in L.A. Tell us about your economy online at marketplace.org/myeconomy.